Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another hope made of
another show. Well, headline of the week, Jellicle Ball, as expected, is heading to Broadway. Now, as a reminder, the Jellicle Ball is a reimagining of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tony Award-winning musical Cats, which was the fifth longest Broadway show of all time. This revival sets the action in the world of queer ballroom culture, which originated in New York more than 50 years ago and saw competitors battle it out in fashion, dance, and performance categories. Anyway, this production premiered in the summer of 2024 at the Perlman Performing Arts Center, known as PAC, New York City, and it received widespread critical acclaim. All right, another exciting one will arrive from abroad. The Royal Court Theater's production of Giant, written by Mark Rosenblatt, directed by Nicholas Heitner, is reportedly coming to Broadway in March. Now, that one just won the Best Olivier Award, Best Actor, for its star John Lithgow. Thank you very much. We love him. He plays a writer, Roald Dahl, and the show deals with anti-Semitism. Well, farewell to some shows. Gypsy with Audra McDonald just completed its run, and some great new old shows have taken to New York stages. Mamma Mia is back at the Winter Garden and apparently selling through the roof. Art is beginning rehearsals. Bobby Cannavale, James Corden, and Neil Patrick Harris. This revival should do well. It deals with three old friends sitting around discussing what makes a contemporary painting true art. Waiting for Godot is in rehearsals with Keanu Reeves, and Ragtime is gearing up at the Lincoln Center. Based on the iconic Doctorow novel, of course, this one has had prior productions and many Tony Awards, but somehow it always seems topical, and well, some might say, unfortunately, it always seems topical. That one opens officially late September, I believe. And then Chess is coming, starring Leah Michelle and Aaron Kvyat, also on its way. This one interests me since the book has been rewritten by Emmy as opposed to Tony winner Danny Strong. He's an excellent writer. And speaking of excellent writers, I had the thrill this week of chatting with Douglas Carter Bean. He has written so many plays. And if you can get to the West Bank Cafe's downtown space on West 42nd Street, September 2nd, 3rd, or 4th, he has four terrific actresses reading his new one called Finding Dorothy Parker. I'll tell you more about that next week, but trust me, it sounds delicious. Another highly respected playwright, Samuel Hunter, has a big name to bring his latest work to life. Little Bear Ridge Road will premiere on Broadway for a limited 18-week run this fall, starring Laurie Metcalf. She's one of our greats. And she'll be reprising her performance from the production's premiere at the famed Steppenwolf Theater Company, directed by Joe Mantella, another big name. The show is produced by a couple of well-known, if somewhat controversial names, Scott Rudin and Barry Dillon. Anyway, and then there is one called Take a Banana for the Ride, which is just open at the Niederlander Theater on Broadway, starring and written by Jeff Ross. In the show, Ross offers audiences insight into his life as a roast master. Ever since my aunt, Bess, took me to see Jackie Mason on Broadway, he said, when I was young, I've daydreamed about performing my own uncensored one-man show. This new one is designed to be a cathartic experience. I encourage you to bring friends that you care about, people that might be going through tough times. I will shake them out of it with an evening of uncensored jokes, uplifting stories, and even some live roasting of the bravest volunteers, end quote. Again, that's Ross at the Niederlander. Well, that one could be fun if naughty, and here's one that sounds fun and tasty. It's a musical about two 20-somethings on their way to a wedding. His dad is marrying her sister. The show is called Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York. It's small, just a pair of performers, and according to reviews of several prior stagings, very charming. It sounds sort of like maybe Happy Ending in style. The show began its life in 2019 with a different title. It was called The Season, Had a couple of runs in England earlier this year. It ran at the American Rep in Cambridge, Mass. The Broadway production is scheduled to begin November 1st at the Longacre Theater. And this one sounds interesting, if not fun and tasty. Bill Posley's story of fumbling into the Iraq War at 17 is called The Day I Accidentally Went to War. Now, this is his follow-up to The Day I Became Black, an equally personal solo show about growing up biracial. Here he prefaces the story of his military service with some personal context, a childhood marked by a father with the parenting philosophies of a drill sergeant and a mother with a debilitating gambling addiction. Okay, Posley's solo show will be running in the basement space at Soho Playhouse. I always like to mention companies, as you know, that develop new works. Well, here's another. The RJ Theater Company, in partnership with the Actor Launchpad, has announced the complete lineup for its Circle Festival 2025. That returns August 30th through October 19th with 12 new productions. These will be at the AMT Theater on 45th. You can check out their website, though, for the RJ Theater Company. As for some casting news, yeah, Scott Bakula will join Ariana DeBose at Classic Stage Company for The Baker's Wife. And Oscar winner Mira Sorvino is set to make her Broadway debut in Chicago as Roxy Hart. Sorvino will perform at the Ambassador Theater on September 15th through November 2nd. "I have wished to dance and sing in a Broadway musical since I was a small child," Sorvino said. "To join Chicago, such a legendary show, is literally a dream come true." And Jasmine Amy Rogers, who was just nominated for a Tony for Boop, will join the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, one of my favorite shows. That one is at the New World Stage off Broadway. Now, I am currently on the West Coast, where some casting news was also made this week. The Old Globe in San Diego, which has sent many shows to Broadway, just announced that Katie Holmes will lead a new production of Ibsen's Hedda Gabler, kicking off the theater's 2026 season. That one will play at the Old Globe starting February 7th. Katie Holmes was last part of the Broadway cast of Our Town. Let me take a moment here to dare to talk about the latest news from the Kennedy Center in D.C. Jeffrey Finn, whose current titles are Senior Vice President of Artistic Programming, and some other title, I forget, but he has stepped down. For nearly a decade, he programmed touring Broadway shows and locally produced musicals. As for those Kennedy Center honors, all I can do is cry, of course. My favorite show and such a great cause and institution. But among the honorees this time is one theater performer, a great one, Tony winner Michael Crawford, who originated the title role in The Phantom of the Opera. He will join country music singer George Strait, rock band Kiss, disco diva Gloria Gaynor, and Sylvester Stallone. They'll be honored on December 7th. The host, well, yeah, Donald Trump. Now, sadly, a name many won't know unless you are in the theater world, passed away this week. George C. White, whose Eugene O'Neill Theater Center gave generations of budding playwrights a chance to try out their latest works, many of which went on to success in New York and elsewhere. He died on August 6, 10 days before his 90th birthday. Since his first summer conference, 1965, the O'Neill, named in honor of the great playwright who spent much of his life in nearby New London, Connecticut, helped incubate generations of new talent, including John Guare, August Wilson, Sam Shepard, and more. Another notable death of the week, English actor Terence Stamp. Like most Brits, he may be known for films, but he started on stage. He and Michael Caine were roommates at one time. They appeared in a play together, and Stamp did Alfie on stage before Michael Caine did it on film. Out here in Los Angeles, a death of a beloved restaurateur. Now, why was Dan Tana so well known? He had the eatery next door to the famous music club, the Troubadour. So many top musicians trekked to that bar. I believe Glenn Frey said he wrote Hotel California there one night. Anyway, I hope you'll make a trek to a show near you, and I'll see you here next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.